This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Novelist Anne Rice is most famous for her dark gothic novels like Interview with a Vampire, which you probably know was made into a film starring Tom Cruise. But she also went on to become one of Christianity's highest profile converts when she very publicly returned to her Catholic faith in the late 90s. Well, now she's caused a stir again by publicly disowning that faith. Sheridan Voysey interviewed Anne Rice for the Open House program, and that interview also appears in Volume 2 of the Open House book. Well, Sheridan's recently written an article about Anne Rice's spiritual journey for the ABC Religion and Ethics website, and Sheridan's with me now to explore some of the ideas you looked at in that article. Hi, Sheridan.
Katrina, hi.
Nice to have you on my show.
Yeah, isn't it? I love this. It's wonderful.
It's quite bizarre, actually. For those who don't understand, I was actually Sheridan's producer when he first started Open House.
So it shaped Open House, Katrina. Katrina Rowe did. She really did.
This is a weird role reversal. But Sheridan, for those who aren't really familiar with Anne Rice's work, can you tell us a little bit about her achievements?
Well, Interview with a Vampire, her best-known novel, but that is only one of the Vampire Chronicles series. It actually would have had about 10 or so books in the series. Then she's written other books about vampires and witches. She also wrote a whole heap of books in the 80s, which were more erotic novels under a couple of different pseudonyms. She's also written biographies, and I think her total book count would have to be somewhere in the late 20s, even early 30s mark now. So she's written a lot of books, to the point where she sold today. Her sales are actually heading up towards the 100 million mark.
That's a lot of books.
It is. So she's very, very widely known.
Why is she so popular?
Well, there is something about the vampire storyline that I think she tapped into. When we had her on Open House, she had this really interesting take on it. She used the vampire metaphor as a symbol for the outcast, as somebody who can't quite connect in with other people. Of course, a vampire can only come out at night, can't really have an intimate relationship with another human being because of who they are. And so she was using that as a metaphor for somebody who just cannot connect. And she went on in the interview to talk about that's even the case spiritually too. They're doomed. In fact, they're doomed to continually walk in the darkness and kind of never be redeemed.
What an interesting idea.
Yeah. And so a lot of depth.
What did she tell you about how this reflected her own spiritual journey?
Well, this was the interesting thing. And I've heard this come up a number of times when we've had fiction authors on the show before, where they'll actually say, later on down the track, they'll go, look at that. Look what I wrote into my characters. And that was actually me. And Anne actually admitted that she said Lestat and Louis and Armand, all of those vampires and female vampires that she'd written into these books, they were actually voicing her own great questions and her own great doubts and her own spiritual journey. She started off in the Catholic faith. She was born into it. She went to a Catholic school. She went to Mass every week. She was kind of well enculturated in the Catholic Church. In her teen years, she went to college. She kind of felt that her religion was, because it was a very strict form of Catholicism that she was raised in, her religion was holding her back from free thinking. So she denounced it. She let it go.
Okay.
She became the outsider in many ways. She became the outsider. And she went on to prove that with the kinds of things that she wrote. I mean, how many Christian novelists write about witches and vampires?
Yeah.
And her erotic novels were really quite
saucy.
Beyond that, bestiality and the whole thing. I mean, we're really talking about she confirmed her place as Christianity's outsider. But over those years, there was a longing that grew in her. There was a deep emptiness. And she would actually say, I think the word was despair that she used, a deep despair. And that made its way into her characters and the things that they were saying and the questions that they were arising. So in the end, when you read an Anne Rice vampire novel, you're actually reading some of her questions. She said the book that really kind of crystallized that was her book Memnoch the Devil, which was asking all sorts of theological questions, ended without hope because she didn't have the answers yet, but it showed that she was actually on a deep spiritual journey to try and find an answer to this despair that she felt.
And then she came back to Christianity, didn't she? What brought her back?
Yeah, she a number of things. She said that she kept on having these questions about the Christian faith, particularly historical questions. How did it begin? Why did it have such an impact in such a short amount of time? What happened to the Roman Empire? Why did it kind of completely just turn it around? And so she started a historical search. She's a wonderful intellect, And so she did a lot of reading on the history of the Christian faith. And that started to have a number of things for her just slot into place. Ah, that's why. And she said this beautiful thing in the interview, I remember. She said, I got to a point where I realized that her atheism was all a sham, that deep down, deep in her heart, she really loved God, even if she didn't believe in him anymore. Isn't that an interesting statement?
Yeah, that is an interesting statement.
My head has thrown him away, but my heart still believes in him. And so she said that there came a time where I just had to say, come on, wake up to yourself, you need to go back. She had a secretary who worked for her who was a Catholic religion teacher. She called her up on a Sunday afternoon, if I remember correctly, and said, can you arrange for me to see a priest and have my confession, talk about returning back to the Catholic Church, which she did.
Mm, and so it's just now. That means she's actually been within the folds of the church for more than 10 years.
And public since the mid-2000s. I mean, she had this experience in 2002 where she actually was sitting in church. This is a commitment that was very, very strong. She was sitting in church and she dedicated the rest of her writing career to Christ. Now, keep in mind, this is a woman with now up to 100 million books. She's got publishers on her back saying, when's the next book? Mm. You know, we've got a lot of success writing on this. And she said, from now on, I would not write anything unless it was actually for Jesus Christ. Phenomenal thing to say.
Yeah, I wonder if that she still holds to that now then that she's walked away.
She does. Well, we'll find out. Mm. We'll find out as time goes on. But the result of that was her wonderful Christ the Lord series. She's got a couple of volumes. I think there's another couple are due in the future. Beautiful work, fictionalizing Jesus' life. Absolutely beautiful work. So, yes, this latest turn then.
Yes,
yeah,
so what's happened?
Well, she announced on Facebook about a week and a half ago or so, she said, quote, today I quit being a Christian. I'm out. I remain committed to Christ as always, but not to being Christian or to being part of Christianity. She went on to say the reasons why in a subsequent post. I refuse to be anti-gay, anti-feminist, anti-artificial birth control, anti-democrat, anti-secular humanism, anti-science, anti-life. In the name of Christ, I quit Christianity and being Christian. Amen.
Okay.
Well, didn't that set the actual cat amongst the pigeons?
I reckon. Yeah, I guess so. She's denouncing what she sees as things that are associated with Christianity, but she's not walking away from the person of Jesus.
Not at all. No, and she's made it very, very clear. Now, there's lots of comments that, of course, have come in after her comments, and people have said, can you actually be a person of faith without being a member of a Christian church? That's a good question that people are asking. People are saying, hang on a sec, where is the very nature of Christian discipleship here? You know, there will be some things that the Christian church will always, if it's true to Christ, will always actually bump up against the culture at large about. And that's part of kind of carrying your cross, as Jesus said, walking the narrow path. It also needs to be said, is it fair for Anne to paint the whole of the Christian church with the brush of a few? I mean, Anne has actually said that she's really been disgusted, like a number of us, when, you know, some Christian leaders got up after the September 11 attacks and said, well, this is all because of feminism, and it's all because of the homosexual, you know, agenda and all those kinds of things.
Mm.
She's reacting against that. Well, actually, that's only a certain amount of people in the Christian fold that actually would say that publicly and would hold to that.
But I think we'll all have those moments when somebody who claims to represent Christianity would say something, we'll go, oh, and we'll recoil from it.
Of course, of course.
You know, I don't really want to be associated with that.
Absolutely. I have that all the time. And look, I know that if I look back in my own years, I've said things like that I now would kind of go, oh, you know, come on. A little bit more grace, Sheridan, a little bit more grace.
Well, every Christian, Sheridan, has to go through a desert experience at some stage. Do you think this is sort of her time in the metaphorical wilderness? Mm.
Very, very much so. Remember, the whole metaphor of the vampire is the outsider. Now, I find it fascinating. She was within the church. She left. She became Christianity's outcast. She became the outsider. She went back to church. She went back to the Christian faith. And now she has separated herself from it again. She's an outsider again. Her whole storylines are playing out in her very life. Now, she said in a CNN interview that she needs to go into the wilderness. She needs to go into the wilderness, which also is kind of estranging kind of language, isn't it?
Mm.
Being outside, being an outcast, needs to go into the wilderness, spend some time with God, and work out what her next step is so that she can be true to Christ. Now, I love that word, the wilderness, because it conjures up all of these ideas in the Bible about the Jewish people who went into the wilderness as they were escaping Egypt. That was a pivotal time for them. It was a place of vulnerability, but it was a place of transition and a place of identity. They actually discovered who they were as a race. Today's Jews were a different state. That is the beginning of the Jewish race. And also as the people of God. Jesus, the Jew, went and spent 40 days in the wilderness before he went back into Galilee and completely changed history. So I think a wilderness is actually a good place to be. I'm not going to kind of dump on Anne. Mm. I think it's a good place to be if she really does be true to her word, sticks to this and actually does have this wilderness time, separating for a period of time with God and saying, okay, what do you want me to stand for? What do you want me to align myself with? Where does my allegiance really lie? And I'm praying that she, comes back and she commits to being a part of the broader, body of people that follow the person of Jesus. And,
even if she doesn't agree with everything that every single person
says. Do you agree with
says?
Everything every no. single person within the Neither do I. We're all a family. We've all got to stick together.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sheridan, for that little analysis. That's Sheridan Voysey. He's the presenter of the Open House program. And if you would like to read his article, you can find it at abc.net.au/religion. Thanks, Sheridan.
Thanks, Katrina.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.